Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Lone Star Radio on my mind. So won't you kick your feet up if you have a minute?
Welcome to the Texas Ticket Show. It's our mod, and I want Joe Crosby. Joe, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, I'm glad you made it. A lot of stuff going on. Conroe, yep. Lake Conroe, all the beautiful Houston's playground.
Yeah, love it. Love being out here.
Shining.
It is. Beautiful day out. Great day to be by the lake.
A lot of beautiful stuff coming up. A lot of beautiful things happening. And, you know, we're here on the Texas Ticket Show. You can like, subscribe, follow. You know, you can also make a contribution, buy us a cup of coffee. There's a link down below. You can do that. Today we have Slick City on the show.
Oh, I know that place.
1488, I think. She's going to tell us all about
That's one location. But yeah, there's a few.
Is there?
There's a new one at 1488, I believe.
I don't know nothing about it, but I like the idea. You know, kind of like it's that iFly thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little pricey for me, though.
Which one?
iFly.
Oh, iFly Houston.
Well, who doesn't want to fly?
Yeah, it's, yeah. It takes a lot to run that place, though, to be honest.
So there's I play a lot of video games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the medals you can get is called Sky High.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where either you're snowboarding on SS Turkey, for example, on PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get the Sky High medal. And that's just for extra time in the air. Or there's the kart one, you know, where you take that warthog off the ramp or wherever. And it takes air. And you get a Sky High medal there. It transcends between games.
That's good to know. You should like do some YouTube videos on.
Well, you know, we can do one over at Slick City because they've
got Sky High medals over
there.
They've
got a ramp.
They got a bunch of slides.
Make it one where you leave the slide. All sorts of fun
stuff. Huh? They got a what?
You leave the slide.
You leave the slide.
You jump. You know, you're airborne.
Like a ramp.
Yeah, exactly like a ramp.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, so it's located in the Woodlands. It's a new place. It just opened up, and we've got Paige Crespo in the studio. She's here joining us today. Let's get this show started, and we'll get all the questions
answered. Let's find out more. Yeah,
and everything else going on around Montgomery County. We'll have some of that stuff towards the end of the program. But welcome to the show, Paige. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Man, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you.
I am too. I'm glad I'm here.
I can't believe they let you leave.
You actually caught me on my day off.
Really?
You came up here on your day off?
I did.
That's determination, folks.
I'm excited to be here.
It's a new place. It's a new place in the Woodlands. Tell us about it. Where are you at? What do you do?
Yes, it is. So we are located off of 1488. The address is 3905 FM 1488 Road, Suite 100. What we are is the Woodlands' first indoor waterless slide park. So we have 11 attractions and no water, just slides and a mat and fun.
And one of them's airborne, right? There's a ramp.
Yeah, there is. It's called the Mega Launch.
The Mega Launch.
Of course it is.
Yes.
It's called the Mega Launch.
It launches you about 15 feet in the air.
You get your accolade there. You know?
Yeah, you can get that
Real
Sky High medal.
RL.
Wait, is this
Yes, that is it? That is it. Absolutely.
I'm on the Google page here. And how long have y'all been open?
We have been open about 2.5-3 weeks.
And you already have over 200 five-star reviews. That is amazing. This must be the funnest place on
Earth. They get to come in free if they do a Google review for 5 stars only.
I don't think that they can bribe. These look authentic. I'm
That's
reading
not how it
right
works.
Now.
Not quite. Yes, it's a great place. It's very fun. We've had a packed house.
Like if you give us a 5-star Google review,
she's like,
we'll
do not tell my boss I'm giving away free tickets
for 5-star reviews. We loved it. They're the best. They're the best.
Yeah. Shoot. But yeah, that's awesome. So I'm looking at this.
It's a big place. Now you got a lot of different stations. You got a lot of places they can come and do different things.
Yes.
And
Is
there like a commons, you know, like a place where like when I bowl, there's like that whole, you know, concession area,
Absolutely.
A little layback. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. Later. So we have an entire fully functioning kitchen and cafe.
Okay.
So it's like half a concession stand, half a full kitchen, pizzas, pretzels, hot dogs, Dippin' Dots, chips, candy, ices. Ooh. And we have an entire community cafe area for everybody to sit and
like where the adults can just sit while the kids play all day.
Absolutely.
Just what about special wear? Do I need gear? Do I need special anything to participate?
No, absolutely not.
What about advised outfits?
Honestly, as long as you keep your entire body on the mat. So we have a Slick City mat that there is a mat demonstration given to you when you come into the building from our front desk staff, as well as before you go down our slides, we have action monitors manning each one, ensuring everybody is safe, knows how to ride the mat, and knows how to go on the slide efficiently. So anywhere is completely fine.
That's great.
Except not hanging off the sides of the mat. You're right. So if I'm showing a lot of leg and I get... You know, everybody knows what a slide burn is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've all gone down the slide and wish we didn't do it that way.
Absolutely. Yes. So we do advise everybody to keep their entire body on the mat, elbows and knees in at all times.
Or you get that Slick City Kiss.
Slick City Kiss. That's what we call it.
I like it. You make it sound fun.
But it's, you know, it's not
fun. Oh my gosh.
It hurts. Well. It's not, it does hurt. It's not fun. So make sure you keep everything in at once.
So you recently celebrated your 32nd birthday.
I did not. I did not.
And started, what, 6 months ago here with Slick City?
I did. Yes.
Okay. Part of that is true.
Part of that.
Part of it. Yeah. Part of the story was true.
Sure. and that, you know, kind of counts. And so marketing's been great. You do a lot of cool stuff there. It's been fun. But what a great opportunity. I mean, you've got cool stuff to take pictures of.
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone's a dumpster company. 936-600 Dump.
Yep.
Do you know what his pictures look like?
I do not.
Do you want to keep sending me photos of? Dumpsters.
Well,
dumpsters. Dumpsters in various locations.
Yeah. I got another guy. He sells parking lots. Do you know what he keeps sending me pictures of?
Let me guess. It's parking lots. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, and they're so excited. Can't wait to show you the next parking lot.
Right.
Look at this parking lot.
Oh, it's beautiful. Like you see the sun setting?
I got this dumpster in front of this house.
Like, oh, great. This is different. This is going to be great. You can totally read the side of it. You can read the side of it every photo you've ever sent.
Yeah. I got the name and the
It looks exactly
on it,
the same.
It's all the same.
Hey,
different
that's
location.
Okay. That's
I can
okay.
have that dumpster floating in outer space now with AI, with, you know, cats, you know, okay. just cyber
and
cats.
It's a good idea.
And you could.
Believe, you know.
Deliver like
that's an idea. That's an idea.
That's good.
It doesn't matter about where you move it.
I like
it. It's an idea, though.
But you, on the other hand, Slick have City. What? Did you said 14 rides?
11 attractions.
11 attractions.
Yes, two air courts.
What's an air court?
So it's pretty much a basketball and a soccer court. We're the first Slick City to have a soccer court ever.
What's slick about it?
It's a air court instead of just a regular on the ground court. You can jump, essentially. And then we also have a trapeze. For the kids as well.
Wait a minute. You're That's jump awesome. Soccer?
Yes.
So you got full size?
Full soccer court. Right.
And they can jump across the court?
Absolutely.
So can I like do slam dunks, you know, from like mid court and stuff?
You can.
This place is amazing.
Can
Even
you
Armando
slam dunk
can do a
in there?
Slam dunk.
I cannot.
Have you tried?
No. I love the air court though.
Maybe for your 33rd birthday.
33rd, maybe. We'll get there.
In like 10 years.
Right, we'll get there.
We do the slam dunk competition.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have a lot of kiddos that like to do that.
I would think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you take these pictures?
We have tons of people taking pictures like that.
This little girl flying through the air on that.
That's the mega launch.
That's the mega launch.
What I was telling you about.
Absolutely.
I didn't think it was like that. That girl's like Superman.
I told you you're
going to
get the medal. You're gonna get the medal. You're gonna get the.
You're gonna get a trophy for sure. You're gonna get a trophy.
Yeah, I got an online accolade in my real life. I got that, and it was a Microsoft achievement popped up in the top screen.
We should go here.
You should go here.
We should go there.
We should go here.
So tell me, if my dad were to take me and I'm under 12, well, how much would that cost us?
So a 90-minute ticket is $29.99, and an hour. Excuse me, 120-minute ticket is $34.99.
Even if my dad's over 55?
Yes, sir.
What if he's a veteran?
We have a military discount, 50% off. Absolutely.
I'm in luck.
What if he's a senior veteran?
That, still 15% off. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So the slides are for all ages.
What if he is slightly Italian senior veteran who's left-handed?
I would still say 15% off.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
Well, yeah. People might have these questions.
Right. My visitation, please. I'll definitely take you there, okay?
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So our slides are for all ages. The minimum age is 4 years old. So 4 years old all the way up. My grandma actually has already gone there. My mom has gone there. Go on the slides.
Is there height requirements too at that 4 year old?
There's
just
not.
Age
4 years old.
Okay. So if I got a very small 4 year old, we're still good.
Still good to go as long as they can carry the mat themselves and walk up the tower themselves.
Has there ever been a scare where, in the short time that you've done this, that on that super mega jump, that you thought one of those little ones were going to just keep on flying?
Totally
no,
safe,
absolutely
right?
Not. Totally safe.
But
totally
you don't think safe. They're going to fly away?
Never.
All the way.
We
up
have
the
a nice airbag.
You know they think they're.
Oh, that's my next thing. Like, where are we landing? An airbag.
Into an airbag.
I was thinking
absolutely.
Ball pit. Maybe,
everybody
but airbag.
There
that's
under
cool.
The age of five believes they're actually going to fly away.
They probably do. Yes, absolutely. But we
and
do.
At some point in the pinnacle.
Yeah, I want to take Armando here.
Yeah,
now.
They're like all of a sudden their eyes are open. I'm like, I can't fly.
Yeah, right. And then for any kiddos under that 4 years old, we have a junior jungle area. It's a 5-story.
Junior jungle area. I love y'all's names that you come up with.
We have names for all 11 slides.
Really?
We do.
Can you name them all?
I can. Absolutely.
You're really good at your job then.
I try my best.
Wait, if I bring the kid and stick him in the jungle. The
junior jungle.
The junior jungle area. Do I still pay $29?
So no, junior jungle tickets advise go on different prices. It goes based by the timing that you have. So you can do a 60-minute, a 90-minute, 120-minute.
What if I want to sit and drink draft beer in the lounge you got there? Do you sell beer?
We are working on our liquor license. Yes, we are.
Okay, so let's say, what if eventually I'm sitting there drinking a draft beer in your lounge, and am I still in my 90-minute window?
You're in your 90-minute window, yes. So we do advise everybody 120 minutes is definitely the one to go with, especially if you want to eat a full kitchen, get to experience all the attractions multiple times, and still have time to rest in between.
Do I wear my shoes or do I go barefoot?
You go in socks, which our socks are $4.99 a pair.
Do you have socks? So there is gear.
There is. You have to have some
Are they the
socks.
Grippy socks?
They are, but they're scientifically crafted for our towers. So it's a safety thing. The grips are... in a certain pattern of S's, like in Slick City, our towers are metal. Yes. So you do need our socks.
I didn't know if my Candyland socks would work at the...
They
so
won't.
You should expect the $4.99.
You should, yes. Don't Unless you have them.
That's good. I mean, yeah.
Keep them. Yeah.
Keep them. Keep
like
them
every
time.
I go with
they're
the
reusable.
Kids to a place, I'll be like, put on your
socks.
Let's
talk about every time. And so we love it. You're close to my house or you're a great treat and the kids really, man, they're all about it. How can I... continue to come back through the summer.
So right
now, when it's 110 degrees,
right?
And I don't
absolutely, everybody
go
wants
inside.
To be inside and not
I don't even
a
need
pool.
A shower when we leave your place.
No, it's fully
all my kids
AC,
don't need laundry done and showers.
Right,
right?
Absolutely.
I love that.
So right now in the works, we are going to tease it a little bit. We are working on memberships.
Like
we
a season pass sort of a thing.
So it's going to be a membership, a year-long membership.
All year.
Yes, and we have two different tiers.
Oh well.
We're not fully set on pricing on that yet, but that is coming, and it should be coming here within the next few weeks.
That's cool.
So it's going to be like Slick City Pass and then Slick City Plus Pass or something.
It's going to be something like that. Yes. Sure. It's going to be a Fast one has pass. More benefits than the other.
One you can bring a guest, one you can't. Kind of like my gym membership.
One is, like a one perk it is going to have is going to be like 10% off a birthday party that you book. That's going to be like in the pro pass. Because
everybody has one every year.
That was one of my next questions.
Yes.
Do you have group rates, birthday party
we do.
Rates?
We have
group I want to have my next birthday there.
You should. We do have group rates. We do have full facility rental rates. And have birthday rates. Yes, full absolutely. Facility.
So there's different options here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to understand some of the stuff that I would do in there. I just don't know if it would be appropriate to try.
You know, there's
everything.
Kids in there, right?
Well, not if we got the room.
The whole place?
We do have full facility, yes.
I heard something about an adult night, too.
We do. We do
what?
Have.
Tell me more.
Yes. So we have adult-only nights coming up May 14th and May 28th of this month. That is going to be 18 and up only. So you do have to show an ID to come in. It's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. Yeah.
28th?
Yes, 14th, 28th.
14th and 28th.
Two Thursdays, both on a Thursday.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. So the 28th, Yeah. Thursday. And what mm-hmm. time does it get started?
It starts at 7 p.m., yes.
So if I want to spend an hour and a half, me and my significant other, or a friend, then I'm just maybe a date. Maybe
I hope you didn't point at me whenever you said significant other.
Stop.
He's like, me and my significant other.
No.
It's not like that,
I did
people.
Did not point at him.
Well, that's okay.
Did you see me point at him?
I didn't. I didn't see you point at him.
You just brought it up all on your own.
So is that what I am to you?
Oh, my gosh.
Slick City. I'm already putting this on my calendar.
You absolutely should.
Thursday, the 28th.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Adults only night. Adults, that's going to be our second one ever. Our first one launches the 14th.
Seven.
What if I want to do like a business networking thing?
That's what I'm thinking.
That would be awesome. You could absolutely do that.
Like during the day, a couple hours, have all these people in their suits and stuff going down slides.
Absolutely.
You know, or just eating off some pretzel or hors d'oeuvre tray.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had our our ribbon cutting on the 7th where the Chamber of Commerce
was there.
At the Woodlands.
Woodlands Chamber?
Yes, Woodlands Chamber of Commerce was there to cut our ribbon. We shot off confetti cannons, and then they all went down the slides themselves.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome.
It was awesome. Perfect. It was amazing.
I think this is ideal for business networking.
It absolutely
I think it
is.
Would be.
We were talking about this today about, you know, talking about doing things versus, mm-hmm. Right? So if we go to a networking event at, say, a bar or like a bar restaurant that opened up the place for the day, mm-hmm. everyone in the room will talk about doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. But if we go to Slick City,
then we're going to be doing
right
stuff.
There.
Doing things.
Absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There'll be something we'll actually be doing other than introducing our business. In it.
Yeah.
And sitting
the same
there.
Old thing.
Yeah.
Instead, we can be like, let's do some team building type stuff by going down some slides.
Because
absolutely.
That's when I bumped into Loretta, the notary, going down the mega slide.
and absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's totally different.
It's
that's
absolutely
a relationship
different.
For life.
It is.
You know, versus, you know, the millions of people I network and bump into on a regular basis. And, you know, I just wanted to be sticky and just hope you find a friend.
Absolutely.
You know? But we're not doing anything together.
And
you know?
This is the perfect way to do that. We do have some people who have already wanted to come in and do their meetings, their staff mm-hmm. meetings, their team building. Our team consists of 75 to 80 people. We have 80.
Oh, wow.
Teenagers, kids, essentially, in our staff. And
oh, because everybody just kind of works like 10 to 20 hours a week?
No, it's typically more than that, honestly. Our open hours are 1 to 8 o'clock Monday through Thursday, 1 to 10 o'clock on Friday. Saturday is 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then Sunday is 11 a.m. to 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So full schedule, open every day.
Paige, where are you from?
I'm from Houston.
From Houston? Yeah.
I am.
Well, have you worked with Slick City before?
This is my first time.
And they have stores all over the place, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. And I've never heard of them before. I guess they're new to the North Side.
I would say so, yes. Our Slick City is owned by our amazing owners, Chris and Mandy Bush. Okay. It's a husband and wife.
They franchise them?
Yes. We're franchising.
Okay, I heard of the one off of 249 at the Willowbrook Mall. Mm-hmm. There's one there. So
yes.
These are different owners.
Different owners. Different owners.
Cool. So Bill and Mary, you said?
Chris and Mandy.
Chris, it's so close.
Close.
Chris,
they're
and Mandy.
Chris and Mandy Bush.
And do they own any others of these?
They have 4 locations coming. We have Humble Territory. We're working on Humble.
Okay.
We have Sugarland
cool.
Territory.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Midland, Texas, Odessa Territory.
Well, man, we need to come out there
it
and make
is.
A
they
big...
are, they have oil and gas roots. So
Let them know, and I'm sure they're watching this program, guys, and I know you're watching. I feel like I'm talking directly to you right now. And you know, that, you know, I think this is the stepping stone, the birthplace, ground zero for Slick City and their relationship with the franchisee. I mean, we've worked in the past with McDonald's owners that have, you know, 100-plus stores, and, you know, well, what did you give your daughter? Well, I gave her the 2920 Kirkendall location.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Wow,
that's
huge. Next to Splash Town? I mean, dang, you know, that Kincaidus and that family. And so a lot of the different stores have different challenges and different things. And when you work in that and you find success and, you know, leading a franchise, working through one, and its challenges, its conditions, its relationship building. But I think when you find something that can bring that joy to so many people, and it's easy to have fun, everyone can play.
Yes, absolutely. And that's our goal, bringing that joy, the happiness to the family, letting you walk through those doors and let the stress of the day just wipe right off of you.
Sounds like an awesome place.
So have you seen him go down the slides yet?
Have I gone down the slides?
No. The owner.
Actually, oh yes, absolutely.
That's also doing it.
Absolutely.
Did you see him go down the big one? The air, the mega jump?
Absolutely.
What about you? Have you done it?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I want.
They get tested every morning before people come in.
I don't like business owners that don't use their own products. Oh, absolutely.
So I was thinking the sweet spot versus dumpsters and parking lots is that you get great content on a regular basis.
Your stuff is way more fun to promote.
Yeah,
way more
fun
for me
to look at. It's not sexy.
I love it.
It just handles a need that people have.
Have you seen the Red Bull? It's like a box soap cart. You know, races. They do little soap car races.
Oh,
where
I don't think I've seen that.
They have like a greatest wrecks compilation got billions of views. You know what I mean? More than Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Well,
And it's like, what?
It's like a competition.
What am I watching?
Gotta, like,
and then you finally figure out what it is that they're doing there. They're just wiping out. And I'm thinking, you know, you could go on so many little cool tangents in there of video collections.
Challenges.
You put security cameras in there and stuff.
We do.
Oh, perfect. Man, absolutely. Think of the footage. You could get all angles.
And yeah, and our staff loves to help film some of our content posted on our socials, Instagram, Facebook, things like that. Our staff love to film the content. Going down the slides and, you know, challenges and everything else.
Right? It's, like all these cool, amazing photos I found on your Google profile.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually one of our rules. No flips off the mega launch.
I was just thinking, can we do a flip competition?
We cannot.
Can we ride a skateboard down it?
You cannot.
Only on the mats.
Only on the mats.
Body squarely on the mat.
Yep, on your stomach.
Collect knee.
Still sounds fun.
Well, you're laying flat. So
gotta stay on your stomach.
Yes.
Have you seen anybody do any stunts on their stomach?
I have not.
Like.
I have not.
Like a little bobsledding. You know,
I have not.
I'm curious to go to this place now.
Man, I want
to
freestyle.
I haven't been yet. My friend went over and had a birthday party at the Slick City off 249.
Oh, yeah.
Did really?
Yeah. Yeah, Valerie went over there.
Right.
So, what about the Humble location? Because I'm from East Montgomery County.
Okay.
Humble's like.
Yeah, recent inductee with the East Montgomery County Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Congratulations,
Platinum. Yeah, remember. Absolutely.
Platinum. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Going
big. Is that better or worse?
Better.
You sure? Is that like up there?
Yeah, because I can give, I did, because I like their organization and what they're about. And this
I
isn't a plug
to talk like that. That's fantastic. I think that really solidifies the business community.
Yeah, I really do like it. And like the.
He's being serious.
The Woodlands came over to y'all's place. You see, we do things like that. Like,
absolutely. They were amazing.
I'm not in the Woodlands Chamber of Commerce yet, but I probably will check that out.
And you should.
We go to like ribbon cuttings like that and help tie businesses into the community and things like that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And he loves slides.
And I love slides. So if I can combine these
things. They're great.
Tell them about your love for slides, Joe.
Yeah. If I could go down a slide and rent a dumpster at the same time, I would be in paradise. That would be amazing.
We have a dumpster and we have a
slide. Oh, man, no!
So
Stop!
Stop. I can't handle it.
Stop it, Joe.
You don't know what you're doing to me.
Don't antagonize him. Well, you know, this is a free show.
Did y'all lock down a Humble location yet?
We do. We do have the Humble location picked. It's off 1960. I don't have the exact address, but yes, we do have a location picked, and building and construction on that is going to be starting very soon as well.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
So the one
that's like 7 minutes from my house.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I live right just north of Kingwood.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Is it 1048 a new build?
It is. It's in the Dudley Sports Plaza.
I thought it was a new build.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah,
what's like around you?
So we're in an area where the two other companies share our parking lot, but not much is too much is around us, honestly.
Okay. What's around it?
A CVS and Jet's Pizza. We're right across 1488 from Jet's Pizza.
That's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, sell pizza inside,
sell pizza there,
so we don't need Jet's Pizza.
It's delightful.
But yeah,
it's delicious.
Than Jet's Pizza. I know she won't say it, but I can say it. Oh, it's better than Jet's. I don't.
Never had it.
I never had either. So just want the audience to know that was a blind.
We have pizza.
You've had the pizza?
Of course I have.
Is it good?
Yeah, it is good. It's great. Pizzas? I've had everything in our cafe.
Yeah, it's great. I like that. I like that you've tried everything. You can have a testimony to that.
Absolutely.
So what else in the area? Do you ever like go to the Woodlands for events or anything?
I haven't yet, no. I just moved over to the Woodlands from Humble.
Humble. Oh, that's not Houston. You said Houston.
From Humble, yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're from Humble because you say Humble, not Humble.
Right, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
It's a local thing.
Yeah, Humble, Kingwood area.
No.
Yeah. What? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want you to say it like too much on air, but yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Well. Hours of operation, you open what, at 10?
So one during the weekdays, Monday through Thursday, and then 1 to 10 on Friday. And then on Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday is 11 to 8.
So call for the hours are different on every day almost.
Yes.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Thursday is 1 to 8.
One day. That's
it kind of makes sense, though. I mean, not really too many people are going that early. Maybe a field trip of some sort.
Oh, absolutely. We just had a field trip yesterday.
So let me ask you, so when I go in there, I noticed it was one main room. I didn't see the other side rooms. Where do we do our cake?
So birthday parties are all up on our mezzanine. So we have a balcony where all of our parties are up there. General public does not go up there. We have two party rooms, and then we have 15 party tables.
And you can use all the above or just part?
So you'd get one party table if you get a table, and then you get one room if you get the room.
Okay.
How many tables are in a room?
Four.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. What else you got going on? You got adult nights on Thursdays.
We
you
do.
Said, and what else?
We are having homeschool socials. So for our homeschool kiddos, we're doing that May 13th and May 20th. So every Wednesday of this month. And that's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So all of our homeschool kiddos can come in early before
just
we open
slide
up to
like
the public.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's cool. What else you got?
We have our first after hours night, and that is our first glow night as well. That's going to be 8 to 10 p.m. May 22nd, which is CISD's last day of school. So it's kind of our summer kickoff event. We're going to have
like turn off the lights and do glow stuff.
Yep, neon. Everything is
neon.
What's
the hour, did you say?
It's going to be 8 to 10 p.m.
On what day?
It's going to be May 22nd, which is a Friday.
That's a $29 event.
Yes, you do have to pay for the tickets to come in, yes.
$29.
$29.99 for the 90 minutes.
Okay.
34.99 for the 120 minutes.
That would be 8 to 10.
Yes, 8 to 10.
Okay. Slick City Glow Party.
So if you drop the kids off, you know what I mean, or want to.
Right, absolutely.
I'm dropping me off.
Oh, I'm going. I'm definitely going to slide on that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Party. We have.
But I'm all thinking about the trick shots, you know, maybe we get
on the air courts.
Mounted GoPro, you know.
Oh, on the slides. On, absolutely.
So I can get that dunk, you know, where you're just, you know, above the rim coming down on it. You
absolutely.
Know, doing your undunk across the, you know, one hand gripping like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. You're going to get a trophy for it.
Man.
You're going to unlock like platinum.
Then we could do that whole griff ball in their soccer area.
Yeah. I'm actually curious about that. That it's like air soccer or something?
Yeah, absolutely. What? So same thing with the basketball court. It's an air court. So
it's like on a trampoline or something?
It's not a trampoline. It's like an air track mat. So it's aired up like with an air mattress pump.
You'll catch air when you jump.
Absolutely.
Though.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We That's have two soccer cool. goals on each side.
Will we go over the rim?
You shouldn't, no.
Will we go as high as the
Is
rim?
It like...
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it open or is it like we can do organized team versus team?
We can do organized team versus team or it's open. Either way.
Is it regular basketball?
Yeah, absolutely. Regular basketball.
Yo, it sounds so interesting. I didn't know about all this.
And no. Like I said, we have a trapeze as well.
I thought it was just slides.
Like a person or a place?
It's an attraction.
Oh, it's not like a trapeze artist.
No, 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 no.
You become the trapeze artist.
I know a girl.
Well?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard of her.
Oh, I know a girl.
Yeah, well, our trapeze is just it's like a swing and a little monkey bar like handle for the kiddos to fall into the same airbag as Michael Launch.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool. Sounds interesting.
So, tell us about the place one more time, where it's at, where we can find you and your socials, links, and how to find you.
Yeah, absolutely. So Slick City, The Woodlands, it's at 3905 FM 1488 Road, Suite 100. And all of our socials are Slick City, The Woodlands. And our TikTok is Slick City, The Woodlands, Texas.
Do you have like events on your social media page or anything?
We do. We have all of our events posted there.
Smart. That's absolutely what's up, because I can go to, like, say your Facebook page or something and go to events, and then I can see all the cool events that are happening at your location.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. Paige, what,
who's in charge of this thing?
Oh, go ahead.
Our amazing
social media or whatever?
Our, of the social media?
Yeah.
Me and and Mandy.
You
yes.
did that on purpose.
Me and Mandy.
I had a hunch it was her.
I knew it's you.
Yes, me and Mandy. We do it together.
We know about Mandy, though. That's cool.
Yes, she's amazing.
So, phone number, that way they can call, get yes. tickets, ask about whatever.
346-941-1995.
All right. Paige Crespo, thank you for coming on the program with Slick City. And we'll be back with a final closing after this with more of the Texas Ticket Show.
Lone Star Radio on my mind.
Car enthusiasts of Conroe, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston-Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes, on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and irlonestar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket Show. I'm with Joe Crosby. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, how's it going?
Man.
It's good.
Beautiful days, beautiful times, lots of great things going on. Beautiful
this
people.
Time of year.
It's good to be seen, good to see people, good to get out, you know. I think it's springtime, just everything's so, you know, the weather was kind of rainy, but we needed it. You know what is it?
Yeah.
Seems like the rain's coming first, then the was it April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's in
we need it.
It's in order.
It's a necessary.
So, well, one of the things that are in season and in time is the crawfish season. You know, it's coming.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Can't miss yeah. that in the South.
No, and the coup de grace of crawfish season, in my opinion, and that's purely my perspective, because I live here. In Montgomery County. I'm here in Conroe, Texas right now. And I'll tell you, my perspective says the greatest, the coup de grace, the crescendo of crawfish in this community is the Crawfish Critic Cook-Off.
I've heard of him. SCCA I'm not super events. Into the crawfish scene. I know that's terrible for being down here, but I absolutely have heard of that.
This is the 7th annual World Championship.
Yeah. It's a big deal. I'm not even into crawfish. That's a big deal.
I'll World Championship event, the Crawfish Critic Cook-Off and Festival, a CCA World Championship event. This is the 7th annual at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds here in Conroe, Texas, out near their airport on Airport Road. You can go out there and catch this May 22nd through Saturday, May 23rd. And I think on Friday it's 5 to 11, but on Saturday it's 11 to 11. 11 come 11, and I'll tell you, I'll use every minute of that because it's going to take me hours to recuperate so I can continue to eat.
By the pound.
Well, I want to try everybody, and I think right? it's like 100 vendors. 100 vendors, they're sampling crawfish, they're sampling etouffee and gumbo. I mean,
I do like some etouffee.
You can go to all these booths and try this and sample it at every single booth, and they want you to try
probably crawfish everything.
Well, because like anything they, you're going to give them your little chip in. And say, "Hey, that's the best gumbo."
Oh, that's everybody gets a chip, right? I've heard of this or something, right?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Everybody gets a chip, and then you give up your chip to the one that you like the most.
You got some different options there on whatever they choose to be the categories. But yes, and you'll deposit it into their thing. And at the end, they can bring all their chips and they get to compete against all the other booths.
So it's like a crowd vote.
Yeah. So when you come in,
that sounds awesome.
When you come in their booth, you're appreciated. They're looking forward to having you try this stuff. They're looking to get your vote. They want to please your palate. They're on your crawfish extraordinaire. You know, you're So I think that brings a willingness from the vendor and a willingness from the showgoer where they meet up in the middle and everybody has a really good time.
That sounds amazing.
Versus the opposite
when
chemistry.
Is that?
It's the 23rd. It's the weekend of the 22nd, 23rd at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. It's epic. Right, it will be. Yeah, epic. Put that weekend on following calendar. 29th and 31st. We have the there's a Jurassic Quest
event. I've heard of that. It sounds amazing.
I haven't. I looked it up. I can't figure out much about it. But
I looked it up too because I was like, is it coming to Conroe? It is. It's coming to Conroe.
May 29th and 31st. So the number one dinosaur experience in North America, featuring life size moving dinosaurs, interactive exhibits bringing prehistoric adventure to life. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to expect that you can dig, can interact, you can ride the life-size dinosaurs, Lego mm-hmm. themed play zones, inflatables, crafts, glow zones, ride at 35 foot race at the 35 foot Dino Derby track. Well, there you go, folks. Well, one, I'd like to thank you for coming out and joining us on the show at 936-600 down for letting you come to play.
Yep.
And
love coming down here.
Man, we love having you, and I do appreciate the help and
my
the
pleasure.
Things that we can do. Texas Mattress Montgomery out the Water Point Center. You can reach them at 936-506-2934. Get yourself a good night's sleep. You know, get off your feet.
Need that. Go after working all day.
Fall into something nice. You know, Texas Mattress Montgomery. 936-600. Of course, we mentioned you already. Dang, I've mentioned you twice. Conley Cooling and Heating, our friends that are going to help us out a little bit with going and visiting at Gold Lake Conroe, the Crawfish Critic Cookoff. They're helping to cover the sponsors, the coverage. So we get to go out, we get to eat the crawfish, take a lot of pictures, share that with here in the community, and we'll share all of our experiences right here on the Texas Ticket Show on Lone Star Community Radio. Guys, this is a nonprofit station, nonprofit show. You be sure to make a donation. See the information about the show if you'd like to appear, you'd like to be on one of our shows, want to come just talk it out. 21-ish programs that you can apply on to come and be on and be seen. Be seen. Thank you for watching the Texas Ticket Show. We'll see you next week right here on the Texas Ticket. Lone Star Radio.